Hey everybody, I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Hey everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond, and welcome to another episode. Say, before we jump right into our topic, I want to give a huge thank you to everybody, because I have some fantastic news to share with you, and it's really something that it was surprising to learn, and at the same time, it just shows me, as well as everybody else who works behind the scenes on PTSD and Beyond our podcast, the value. And I want to thank everybody out there who's listening, everybody who's listened, who's downloaded, who's shared, who's supported, who's commented, who's been a guest, everybody within our community, and of course, you know, the folks that are listening right now, because we need a drum roll, please. PTSD and Beyond podcast is now listened in over 54 countries. Yeah, you heard it right. Over 54 countries are listening right now to the PTSD and Beyond podcast. That means we have reached people around the globe, folks who have thought that, hey, you know what? This sounds like something I want to listen to. This topic sounds like something I want to listen to. This presenter, this speaker, this guest is something that I want to listen to, and it resonates with people. So I want to give a huge thank you to everybody in all of those countries, as well as the person and people who are listening right now. Thank you so much for supporting us here, and you are the reason why we exist. What's interesting about being a wounded healer is that we talk about things that are difficult because it's part of our healing journey, as well as we have the awareness that there might be somebody out there who is also saying, you know what, that sounds like me too. The me too. Yeah, you know what? I resonate with that. I feel that way. I felt that way. And you know what? I'm in the closet right now feeling that way. And I'm so glad that there are these podcasts, because what Dr. Deb talks about is stuff that I feel like too. Today's topic, you guys, is something that I'm putting myself out there. I know that people have heard me say this before. If you can't make a promise to yourself, who can you make a promise to? And y'all, I got some work I need to do. And I'm going public with this work because I believe that there are others who feel the same. You guys, this is really hard for me to do. But again, it's a promise I made to myself at 16. And it's a promise that I made to my family, and as well as my friends and to you. It's about anger. So in addition to having our guests, we are going to be exploring anger. And in the PTSD and Beyond Twitter chat that we did this past Monday, we focused on something that is about, it's called naming it, right? Name it to tame it is the actual phrase by Dr. Dan Siegel. And why I want to talk about name it to tame it in this first episode related to the upcoming sessions about anger is because when we're angry, and anger over time can develop into rage. And I also need to be transparent on that, because there are things where my anger is no longer anger. It's rage. It's rage, and it needs to be worked on, because the person I'm hurting is myself, and I don't want to hurt other people. And it's something that needs to be worked on and worked through so I can have breakthroughs and so I can be, because this is a piece that needs to be addressed. It's old and it needs to be addressed. How does this relate to name it and tame it in Dr. Siegel's work? Is because when we're angry, most people probably know that anger is rooted in something. It's not that we just become angry. Anger is, it's like that little ball that rolls and it collects stuff. So we start off with this little teeny tiny particle of, say, annoyance and irritation. And then it grows, starts collecting things. And if situations aren't addressed or experiences happen, that irritation grows into anger. And then anger over time grows into parts of rage. Parts of rage. And it prevents us from being and living a peaceful, happy life. And the other thing I want you guys to understand is that anger over time affects the physical body. So not only does it affect our emotional state and our mental state, right, our cognition to be able to make decisions and think clearly, it starts to affect our physical body. And I'm living that right now, actually, with something in my body that I know is directly linked. And how do I know? Because I've studied Seeley's work. And again, this is about being a wounded healer. And not being ashamed and to say that this is a challenge that I have and I am getting assistance right now. And I'm sharing those things with you guys because I truly believe that there's somebody out there saying, you know what? Yeah, that sounds like me. That sounds like me. So anger is rooted in something. And when we are angry, there's something that we can do immediately to help ourselves. And it is with these simple steps. And you can do this with yourself. You can also do this technique, these steps, with another person. So when we name it to tame it, and I'm in a angry state, the first thing I need to do is I need to connect with my present mind. I need to connect and I need to say, what am I experiencing and what am I feeling? Right? What am I experiencing and what am I feeling? And you can talk to yourself out loud and you can write these things down in a journal. And then once you get to the point of, okay, I've shared what I'm feeling and what I'm experiencing, I'm connecting with myself. And if I'm with somebody else, that other person's connecting with me because they're listening to me. They're actively listening. And I want to give a shout out to Mushy because Mushy did this with me the other day. And she actually said the next day, Deb, do you feel like I listen to you? Because one of the things I kept saying to her was, I want to feel listened to. I want to feel listened to. I want to feel it. Because when we're sharing our anger and we're sharing what's making us angry and we're sharing our emotional state while we are angry, one of the things that builds connection is that we feel like we've been heard. And one of the things I want to share with you guys is that as it's important for others that are with us to hear us, it's also, and even more important, that you hear yourself. So while I was talking to Mushy, I kept saying to myself in my mind, Deb, do you hear you? Are you listening to you? So what are your feelings right now? How do you feel? And to be able to verbally express that, what it does is it helps redirect our brain to talk, not yell, not rehash out, but to redirect our communication to name the feeling, to name it. I'm angry. Okay, well, why am I angry? And it's not, well, he did whatever, and that's never, no. Circle back. Anger is rooted in what? Fear, for example. And if you're working with yourself, you can redirect yourself and say, come back. Anger is rooted in what? It sounds like you're afraid of being rejected. It sounds like this is an old feeling. And Deb, just name it. How did Debbie feel? What was it that she felt? See, with narcissistic abuse, guys, when we go back and we can name, say, like what our inner child did, if it's from, say, child abuse, it can even be domestic violence abuse where the adult renames, right? When we name it from that person who we still are, the inner child, the adult, right? We name it and we can say to ourselves, it sounds like the anger is rooted in fear. And we can even take it a step further and say, fear of rejection, fear of being alone. we name it. And then once we name it, we can say, so the fear now, it sounds like then, or even say to yourself, I wonder if you're feeling scared. When we're able to articulate accurately the emotion, you'll know it because you'll say, yes, that's it. That's exactly how I feel. That's exactly how I feel. The first step, guys, is awareness and recognition that this isn't working in your life. Second step is to say, you know what, it's not working, and I need help on working on this because I don't want it to control my life, and I want to live happy. I want to be happy. I want to have the healthiest relationships I can, and I want to have the healthiest relationship I can with myself. The third step is to find resources where you can learn, because everybody can learn. Everybody can learn how to help themselves. Your friends and family can learn how to help you too. And I'm always a big advocate on self-initiating and being self-sufficient. So while we look for help, we're not codependent on the help. What we do is we ask for the help for support, but we ourselves become self-sufficient in our own therapies and treatments. And so I put that out there because while I'm getting support and I have support, I'm looking at outside resources, just like you are listening to this podcast, I'm also doing it like I've always done, which is on the mindset of I'm self-sufficient. And that's the way that it is. That's my determination and my commitment to myself. And it can be for other people, but why I'm sharing that part, guys, is because right now the system is all about this dependency relationship on treatments and things. And my goal is that people become self-sufficient. So I hope, what that means is that you can hold your own, right? It's okay to have help, and it's okay to ask for help. At the end of the day, when we develop these skills, then we don't live anymore with a life jacket. We're like masters and warriors of our own craft and our own wellness. So now after we've gotten help and we've named it, right, and we've gotten help naming it, then what happens in our brain is that the whole system calms down. That's what I meant when I was talking to Mushy about, but I need to feel it. The feeling part is where our brain goes from being, you know, upstairs brain to downstairs brain, as Dan Siegel says, right? I go from upstairs brain of being, I'm angry, I'm feeling this, to I've named it, and someone else, and even myself, right? The self-validation has been, yes, that's exactly it. And when you find out what those naming the emotion is to tame it, then after the taming part, then we move forward. And every day is an incremental step to getting better on our healing journey. You guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. I want to let you know that we're going to continue these sub-segments on anger. Again, I'm openly sharing my journey on addressing this. And it might not always look pretty, but it's definitely going to be authentic. Just like when I needed to clear my voice there, I'm not going to edit that part out. It's always authentic. It might be a little raw, but we're all in this together because we are stronger together. And I want to thank everybody again, all around the world, in all of these countries, for continuing to support us here at PTSD and Beyond. You guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. We'll see each other again on Friday. And if you're out there and you're wondering, can you do something with this anger? You bet you certainly can. We're going to name it, to tame it, and we're going to get through this together. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Make it a great one, eh?